Hi, I'm Michael. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm also the missions director. As a church, we are committed to answer God's call to reach every nation. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
Good morning, everyone. Can we all stand? We're going to read in Exodus chapter 7, verse 14 to verse 25, and then we'll go straight to chapter 8 and then jump to verse 13 to 15. We're standing in reverence for God's word. Okay, verse 14, we're going to start. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. So go to Pharaoh in the morning as he is going out to the water. Stand on the bank of the Nile to meet him. And take in your hand the staff that turned into a serpent. And you shall say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But so far you have not obeyed. Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, with the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water that is in the Nile, and it shall turn into blood. The fish in the Nile shall die, and the Nile will stink, and the Egyptians will grow weary of drinking water from the Nile. And the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, their canals, their ponds, and all their pools of water, so that they may become blood, and there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, even in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. Verse 20, Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded. In the sight of Pharaoh and the sight of his servants, he lifted up the staff and struck the water in the Nile. And all the water in the Nile turned into blood, and the fish in the Nile died, and the Nile stank, so that the Egyptians could not drink water from the Nile. There was blood throughout all the land of Egypt, but the magicians of Egypt did the same by their secret arts. So Pharaoh's heart remained hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said. Pharaoh turned and went into his house, and he did not take even this to heart. And all the Egyptians dug along the Nile for water to drink, for they could not drink the water of the Nile. 7 full days passed after the Lord had struck the Nile. Chapter 8, verse 13 to 15. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. The frogs died out in the houses, the courtyards, and the fields. And they gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was a respite, he hardened his heart, and he would not listen to them as the Lord had said. This is God's word. Let us pray. Lord, I pray that you'd anoint the preaching of your word. Lord, I pray that we would hear your voice. And as we hear your voice, you would give us soft hearts. I would obey your words. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Good to see all of you here today. Last week, we have started a new series that we have entitled The Road Out. It's going to be a 5-week series on the miracles of Exodus. How many of you were here last week? Or you, at least you heard the preaching last week. Last week, it was interesting. Nandito ako last week eh. Nakikinig ako kay Pastor Francis. It was interesting that Pastor Francis said, this Exodus story is like a showdown. Okay? Now, on October 28, I don't know if you like boxing. How many of you like boxing or mixed martial arts or some kind of fighting? I'm a guy like that. My background, siguro background ko. So on October 28, 2023, an epic showdown entitled The Baddest Man on the Planet will be held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Narinig niyo na ba ito? Okay, between two heavyweights. One of the greatest heavyweight champions of the world, the Gypsy King, like nga natin, Tyson Fury, will have an exhibition boxing match. Exhibition lang to, pero laki ng pera. against the UFC former heavyweight champion, the apex predator, Francis Ngannou. Nangaano to eh, diba? Parang hindi ko alam. Ngannou, okay. And they are two of the biggest fighters in the world, two of the strongest, two of the biggest punchers in the world, and it's gonna be an epic showdown. So I was looking at this, and I thought that's what Pastor Francis was talking about, an epic showdown in the book of Exodus. And we're going to look at different scriptures, because if you look at this story, it's a part of a couple of chapters, probably about eight to ten chapters of stories in the Bible. We're going to look at certain pieces of that story so that we might fully understand, comprehend what this showdown looks like. Okay, so last week, if you remember the preaching last week, it's almost like, alam niyo yung nag-i-introduce ng mga fighters, yung excited. In the left corner, ladies and gentlemen, diba ganun yan? So last week parang ganun. So in-introduce ni Pastor Francis yung isang corner. Exodus chapter 6, if you look at Exodus chapter 6, yung first verse until the last verse, it says, I am the Lord. Tip, pag nagbibasa kayo ng Bible, interpretation, if there's a section of scripture, sinabi to, tapos last section, sinabi ulit yon, that means that's the whole focus of the whole section. So he said, I am the Lord. And then at the end, I am the Lord. He was introducing the first guy in the showdown. And he said, I am the Lord 5 times in the whole chapter. Okay, and then so many times he said, I will. And that's what the preaching was all about last week. He is the Lord who sees and never forgets. He is the Lord who desires to deliver us from what enslaves us. He is the Lord who promises to bring us to a place of blessing. Now we're going to look at 3 questions today in this showdown. Okay, number one is who? Who is on the other corner? If this is a showdown, and on one corner is the Lord, who is on the other corner? Okay, and then what would God do if he is on that corner to defeat this person? And how is he going to go about it? Okay, so picture tayo, ha? It's a showdown. In-introduce yung isang fighter, it's the Lord. Who is that other one? What is he gonna do? And how is he going to do it? Let's look at the first question. Who? Who is the nemesis? Who is the rival? Who is he saying that he will have showdown with? It's the God King Pharaoh. The God King Pharaoh. Chapter 6, verse 1, I am the Lord, I will do this to Pharaoh. Last verse, I am the Lord, say this to Pharaoh. So that was, kitang-kita natin, it's the Lord against Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was referred to as the God King because he was the great ruler of Egypt, king. But many of them, almost all of the Egyptians, also believed that he was the divine mediator between the gods and the Egyptians. God King. So sobrang powerful po nito. Hindi lang siya isang presidente, isang prime minister, hindi lang king, but a divine king, a God King. And in the same way that these plagues that we're going to study today and for the next few weeks reveal the character of God, these plagues also reveal the heart of Pharaoh. The showdown happened, and the plagues came, revealed the character of God, and revealed the heart of Pharaoh. In verse 14, here's what the Lord said to Moses. Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. How many of you have ever how many of you are familiar with this story? Can you just raise your hand so that alam ko lang yan? And how many of you have ever read in this part of the story, may isang part sinabi dun, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Raise your hand. Sino sa inyo dito nag-iisip, bakit ganon? Kung si Lord nag-harden sa heart niya, tapos nag-harden yung heart, eh ba't niya blame si Pharaoh? Naisip niyo ba yun? Eh, si Lord ang may kasalanan. Bakit harden? Lord, na nga ano kaya? Diba? Parang ganon. Bakit ganon? If you look at this section, the hardening of Pharaoh's heart, it is a motive that occurs 20 times over the next 10 chapters of this story. It's during the plagues and even up to the crossing of the Red Sea that has come up again and again. Several, for the English word, iisa lang yung ginagamit. I will harden, or his heart was hardened. But there were several Hebrew verbs that were used. Iba-iba. Para po maintindihan natin. There were several verbs that were used, and sometimes it was Pharaoh who hardens his own heart, and sometimes it is God who hardens his heart. Now, you still think about it. Why would God harden the heart if this is free will? Hey, Exodus chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, and verse 19 to 20, I believe this is where the answer lies in that dilemma. Is God just controlling the narrative here? Is God just saying, I'll harden your heart? And then, why is he holding him responsible for that? Verse 9. And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me. I've also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh. He was talking to Moses. That the children of Israel, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Verse 19, look at this. God said, but I know. In God's foreknowledge, and God knowing the heart of every person, I know that the king of Egypt will what? Will not let you go unless compelled by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all the wonders that I will do in it. After that, he will let you go. Before any adjective, before any verb that talks about the hardening of Pharaoh's heart, we can see here that the hardening of Pharaoh's heart started with him. He was already decided. I am the God King. And why not? I am the God King. I am powerful. Nobody tells me what to do. He started with that, and that hardening started with him. And what happened when the Lord will harden his heart, I believe, is this in Romans 1:24, which is God allowing him to be him. Okay? Romans 1:24. Here's what one, and this is my fear. Sino sa inyo dito nagsabi ng ganito? Hayaan mo nga ako, ganito ako talaga eh. I don't know if you've ever said that before. Man, okay. Tasan ang kamay, di ba? Mag-asawa, di ba? Alam mo, honey, may ganyan. Hayaan mo ako, ganito ako eh. Ha? Okay, okay. May kaibigan ka, ganito talaga. Hayaan mo na ako. Ito po yung problema. Minsan ginagawa natin kay Lord yan. The Lord is correcting us. May preaching, tapos parang tinatama. Hayaan mo na muna ako dito, Lord. Ito po yung katakot-takot dyan. Pag hinayaan ka talaga ni Lord. Romans 1 verse 24, therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts. Sinasabi nito, hayaan mo muna ako. Nag-struggle ako sa lahat. Hayaan mo ako, Lord. Sabi nila, sige, hayaan na nga kita. And because hinayaan, the hardening of heart happens. Pharaoh started hardening his heart. I am the God King. I will do what I please. I will decide what I want to decide. Nobody would ever tell me. And because of that, God gave him over. And God says, okay, I will allow you and give you over to the hardness of your heart. And listen to this. While Moses and Aaron would keep their word after a plague, and then the deliverance would come, God will keep his promise. Mamakikiusap siya when the plague was too much. Dito, yung blood, okay pa. Yung frog, hirapan siya, nag-ask na siya. And then that's, he would say, please, I will let your people go. Pharaoh will refuse to keep his word to let the Jewish people go. Why? Because in verse 14, God said, because his heart is hardened. Pharaoh wasn't really keen on obeying God. Pharaoh wasn't really keen on helping the Israelites alleviate their suffering. The only thing he wanted was to get relief and comfort from the awful plagues. Mamaya babalikan natin yan. Verse 14, the word hardened. In Exodus 7:14, and the word hardened in Exodus 8:15, a different verb is used here than in previous references. The verb here literally means to make heavy. So when God says in 7:14, Pharaoh's heart is being heavier, is getting heavier and heavier. Now this is really important because that's a very, the term that was used there was a very familiar image in Egypt. In Egypt, they have this Book of the Dead that's very famous and very popular among Egypt. And in that image, the heart of the dead is weighed against a feather. It's weighed against a feather. And what that means is, if the heart of this dead person is heavier than the feather, which represents truth and divine and God's, then your eternity is doomed. So here's what God was saying in verse 14. Pharaoh hardened his heart, and I've been giving him over to the hardening of his heart, which means he is getting heavier and heavier, and he himself is the one that is sealing the fate of his eternal doom. Serious, right? It's like you yourself is the one putting the nails in your coffin. You're not asking, God is not the one doing it, you're doing it to yourself. And Pharaoh was doing it to himself. Now, what did God do to Pharaoh? He performed great acts of judgments. The plagues were acts of judgments. Exodus chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord. I'll bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I'll deliver you from slavery. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be with your God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. The word plague literally means a blow, a strike, a stroke, which indicates that God's hand will judge and punish as his means to defeat Pharaoh. The plagues, how many of you like miracles? Hey, raise your hand, you like miracles? Baka hindi makita ni Lord. Okay. The plagues were not just miracles God performed for Israel as a road out. The plagues were also miracles God performed as acts of judgments. Lagi nating nakikita ang miracles as something positive, and it is. But sometimes God's miracles are acts of judgments. And this is what he did. What was he judging? Three things he was judging. Number one, the gods of Egypt. The plagues have been viewed by many as very specific. He was attacking specific gods on Egypt. So pag tinignan natin yung plague of blood, it was on the Nile. Merong god ng Egypt on the Nile. Ang pangalan, Happy. Nung dumating yung plague, naging unhappy. hindi na makangiti. Tapos, Isis, yung goddess of the Nile. Walang magawa yung god and goddess nila when it turned into blood. Nile represents life. Diba? Kung walang water, walang buhay. Nagkaroon ng death and they can't produce life and they can't even come against the plague. The plague of the frogs. Ang god ng Egypt was Heket, the goddess of resurrection, fertility, and childbirth. And she had his head of the frog because it's a fertility symbol. Frogs came and she couldn't do anything about it. Pag tinignan natin over and over, darkness, their sun god is Ra. And the sun can't even bring light to them because God is judging the gods of Egypt. How many of you know and how many of you are God? The God you're worshiping, the God we're singing songs to, the God you're following, the God you're praying to and praying for, that God is the God of all gods. He is the champion God. He is the conquering God. He is the victorious God. He is the overcoming God, and no God can ever defeat Him. That's encouraging for us. Amen. He just showed in this plagues that He is the God of all gods. If you come from a family background where you have gods and you have familial gods and you're scared of the familial gods, that's why you still offer certain things to them and you can break that tradition, I want you to know that your God, Jesus, God the Father, Yahweh, is stronger and more powerful than all those familial gods. If we are in a nation, we're in the Philippines, and we have been enslaved by the gods of corruption, the gods of division, the gods of violence, the gods of immorality, whatever gods seem to be ruling in our nation, I have hope because my God is stronger and more powerful than those gods. We need not lose hope. Second, He was judging the nation of Egypt. Why? Exodus 3 verse 9. And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. So this is not just the working of the gods. This is not just the working of one man, Pharaoh. These were the Egyptians. Yung mga Egyptians, they were not free from the responsibility of the actions they were performing. Mga kapatid, God will hold us accountable and responsible for our own actions. God heard the cry of the people of Israel. Why? They were crying out against a systemic, listen to me, it was systemic, unjust, oppressive rule of the powerful Egyptians. Just because they're more powerful, just because they have the title, just because they have the money, just because they have the influence, just because they have the network, just because they know the right people, they were systematically using that to oppress people. How many of you know we can be Christians and we can be powerful and we can be privileged and we can be rich and we can be connected and somehow be a part of a system that oppresses people? God was judging the powerful who were ruling unjustly and oppressively. It took 400 years that God brought judgment. So for those of you who have seen injustice, how many of you sometimes see injustice in the Philippines? Sometimes. I mean, many times, and your heart grieves. And your heart cries out, and I can't do anything about it. I'm a pastor. I want to do something about it. I can't. It's systemic. It's unjust. It's oppressive. How many of you know God will deal with it surely? Hindi po pakpakawalan ni Lord yan. It took 400 years. Sometimes it takes 40 years. Sometimes it takes 4 days. I don't know about the timing of God. But what I know is this. Everything is beautiful in the God's time. Amen? But when the judgment comes, I want you to know it comes and no one escapes. I hope that brings comfort to you. I hope that you may have been a product of injustice. You may have been a product of unjust or oppressive systemic thing of the powerful and you can't do anything about it. Put your hope in God because He is a God who judges these things. And lastly, He was judging the king of Egypt. We'll not go to that because the week four will go directly into the firstborn as a final judgment of the king of Egypt, Pharaoh. How will he do it? The Bible says this, with an outstretched arm. This is interesting. Exodus chapter 3, una pa lang. Sabi niya, I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless compelled by a mighty hand. And then he repeated it, verse 20. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt. Exodus 6, verse 6. He said, I am the Lord. I'll bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will deliver you. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. Paulit-ulit yan. Exodus 7, 5. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt. Bakit paulit-ulit? Because it's a term familiar to the Egyptians. The image of an outstretched arm, the image of a mighty hand or a mighty arm is famous in Egyptian inscriptions. And it's famous to describe the power of Pharaoh. Here's God. Parang mockery, di ba? Sabi ni God, what's your greatest power, Pharaoh? Outstretched arm, mighty hand. And you know what God is saying? I'm going to use your greatest power. You think I'm afraid of your greatest power? I'm going to use your very greatest power to defeat you. In a UFC match, fighting na naman, di ba? Either basketball or fighting lang ako. But anyway, UFC, how many of you watch UFC? John Jones, the greatest fighter of all time. John Jones fought Daniel Cormier. Cormier is a great champion. He's a world-class Olympic wrestler. A MMA to mixed martial arts. John Jones is good and creative on his feet. He kicks, he punches. That's what he's good at. So many analysts says, if John Jones wants to beat Cormier, they should not go to the ground. He should not take them down. Talo siya. So, dapat on the feet. Anong ginawa niya? First fight, took him down to the ground. Over and over. Second fight, over and over. What John Jones was trying to say, he was mocking the power of Cormier. He was mocking. He said, that's your greatest power. Let me use that to beat you. This is what God was trying to do. The greatest power of Pharaoh is an outstretched arm. Let me use an outstretched arm to defeat you. God is more powerful than your most powerful weapon that's against you. I mean, think about the most powerful weapon that the devil could ever use against you. Do not be scared. Do not be afraid. Do not fret. Because God's power is more powerful than that most powerful weapon that He's trying to attack you with. Our God is great and our God is powerful. Amen? We are on the right side if you're on the side of I am the Lord. Kung sinabi ni Pastor Francis, this is I am the Lord. If you're on this side, you are on the safe side. You are on the great side. No matter what happens, even if all the world is on that side, if you're the only one on this side, as long as you're with this great, powerful, mighty God, you win. How many of you are on the side of God? Look around you. Sabihin mo, we win! Now, let me end with this. My realization, praying, studying the scriptures, looking, And I thought, God, I thought I was looking at a spectacle, God fighting, and I'm on the right side and all that. Then I realized there is a Pharaoh in all of us. While Moses and Aaron and God will keep their promise over and over again, Pharaoh would refuse to keep his word because his heart was hardened. Not really interested in obeying God, not really interested in changing. He just wanted relief from the judgment and the discipline of God. Listen, I've been a pastor for 30 years. I've met people, prayed with people, cried with people who were in trouble, who were asking, pleading for prayers for deliverance. And we did. And I've seen God deliver every time. But what's sad is, they would all make promises. Pastor, if gawin lang ni Lord to, eto na ako. Todo-todo na ako. Ngayon, wala na sila. Pag pinasal lang ako ni Lord dito, nako, gagawin ko to. Pag sinave lang ako ni God, gagawin ko to. God graciously delivered and helped them. What happens is they forget the promises they made. They forget the Lord. Why? The hardening of heart. And you can be a Christian, and I can be, and I was convicted with this. There are certain areas in our lives. We can say, 99% of my area, I'll obey you, but not in this 1%, Lord. And you keep refusing. And you keep saying no. And you get in trouble, you make promises. But this is what happened. God keeps His promise, God delivers. Still, we don't obey in that area of our lives. Still, we don't repent of that area in our lives. Still, we don't change. Why? Because we're Pharaohs. We're the God of our lives. God gave us free will. You decide your life. But what I want us to realize is this. The power comes when we let go of our being God in our lives. Let go in being God in that area of your life that you're so much trying to control. God says, let go. And allow me to rule. And allow me to give you the best. And I will allow you to see God's best for your life. What does it take for God to get you to let go of being God of your life? Because even the magicians were saying, this is the finger of God. But he refused. So I want to pray for us. Can we all stand? Two groups of people I want to pray for. Can we all bow our heads and close our eyes? Lord, thank you for you have opened our eyes to your scriptures. You have opened our eyes to see you. If you're here, all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed. You call yourself a Christian. You attend church. Maybe you volunteer. Maybe you attend a victory group, a small group. Or maybe you're not so active in church, but you call yourself a Christian. I believe God is here and talking to you. Because the Pharaoh in you refuses to let go of certain areas of your life, certain things. I plead with you, do not harden your heart. Do not allow God to give you over to that hardness. God is here, He's convicting you. I want to pray for you to say, Lord, I let go. Lord, soften my heart. If you know God speaking to you and that's you, I want to pray for you with all heads bowed and all eyes closed. Can you just lift your hand and say, Pastor, please pray for me. Yes, yes, yes. Many hands are raised. That's almost all of us. Yes. Just raise both your hands to the Lord as an act of surrender. Lord, I don't want to be a Pharaoh. I don't want to hold on until the very last consequence. Lord, today I'm making a decision. I lift my hands to you as an act of surrender. This is my heart. I am surrendering to you, Lord. Whatever that is, it might be sin, it might be compromise, it might be a job, it might be career, it might be an ambition. Lord, we are surrendering it to you. And Lord, by your grace, by your mercy, please do not allow me to harden my heart. Lord, in your mercy and grace, give me a soft, tender, and responsive heart to your Holy Spirit from this day on and for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Another group of people I want to pray for, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. Maybe you're here for the first time. Or maybe you've been coming, but you have never fully surrendered your life to Jesus. You are a true 100% Pharaoh. You're saying, I am in control of my life. Mag-church ako kung kailan ko gusto. Pupunta ako kay Lord kung kailan ko gusto. But you have never given your life to Jesus 100%. This is your invitation. It's not an accident that you're hearing this word. I plead with you. Before your heart gets heavier and heavier and you seal your afterlife in hell, respond to God now. All heads bowed and all eyes are closed. If that's you, you've never given your life to Jesus. Never been a Christian. You've never fully followed Jesus. You've never made this decision. And you're saying, Pastor, I want to make that decision. I want to give my life to Jesus 100%. I want to make Him my Lord, my Savior, my King, my God. I don't want to be God of my life anymore. I don't want to run my life anymore. All heads are bowed and all eyes are closed. If that is you, can you just lift your hand and say, Pastor, please pray for me. Yes, thank you. Yes, yes. Hands are raised. Thank you. Yes, keep your hands raised so that I would know who I'm praying for. And we're gonna have friends and small group leaders would come to you after this. Keep your hands raised. Just say, Lord, thank you for bringing me here. Lord, thank you for speaking to me. Lord, thank you for giving me the grace to make this decision. Lord, I don't want to be like Pharaoh. I don't want to harden my heart. Lord, I don't want to seal an afterlife that's doomed in hell. Lord, this morning, I make a decision to give you my life 100%. Lord, I repent of all my sins. I turn away from them and I turn to you. And Lord, I open my heart to you and I ask you, be my Lord and be my Savior. Give me the grace to follow you from this day on and for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, keep your hands raised. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, I pray that you would give him the grace and the power to live up to that prayer. But more than that, I pray that you'd give them friends who would help them walk their new Christian life with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us in discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.